This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. Senator Tammy Baldwin made her first statement about the situation since speculation about Biden's future began.
He also promised to be a bridge to the next generation. And we're seeing that transpire in real time before our very eyes.
Baldwin at a campaign rally yesterday in Stoughton. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden will be remembered by history as one of our nation's greatest presidents. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says for years Democrats have hidden the truth behind Joe Biden's condition. They were more focused on holding on to power than solving the problems our nation faces. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned yet. June was rainy enough to get nearly all of Wisconsin out of the drought. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most places got at least 6 inches of rain, which is well above normal. While the drought may be over, there's been a lot of flooding and storm damage throughout Wisconsin this summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Bike Duluth Festival was held at Spirit Mountain over the weekend, featuring adaptive equipment to ensure everyone could enjoy the 10th iteration of the event. According to a Northern News Now report, the adaptive mountain bikes were designed to allow riders with limited function in their lower extremities to take advantage of the event's courses. Officials from Northland Adaptive Recreation also attended the festival, offering training on the adaptive equipment to encourage more people to take advantage of it. A beach cleanup event was held on Park Point over the weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, the Alliance for the Great Lakes hosted the cleanup as part of their Adopt a Beach program. Volunteers at the event picked up trash and recorded what was found on the beach to assist the organization in preventing further litter from finding its way to the shores. The Alliance for the Great Lakes has reportedly been tracking the trash found on the beach for over 20 years through events like beach cleanups. The City of Superior has launched a climate justice survey for residents to share their thoughts on climate-related projects. According to city officials, Superior residents will be asked about a variety of climate change and environmental equity initiatives that aim to make the community more climate resilient, and the results from the survey will better inform the city when they file applications for grant funding from the Environmental Protection Agency. The survey is available online and will be open until July 31st. The Superior Hiking Trail Association is looking to use their annual membership drive to raise money for flood-related repairs. According to a Northern News Now report, a group of donors has committed to matching up to $14,000 during the 2-week membership drive, which would be equivalent to about 310 new members. As of Friday, 81 new members had registered. Using the trails is free for anybody, but the group's membership program and donations help them fund constantly needed repairs. Minnesota Department of Transportation officials say one of the most well-traveled ramps on I-35 in Duluth will need to be shut down for weeks. According to a Fox 21 report, Department of Transportation crews say they found some unexpected concrete deterioration on some of the I-35 ramps, including the Lake Avenue on-ramp for the northbound side of the highway. Work on the project has temporarily paused as crews evaluate the extent of the damage, and the Lake Avenue ramp is likely to be closed until late August. A new behavior health care center will open in Duluth on Monday. According to a Fox 21 report, the new urgent care behavioral health clinic will open on Monday with the goal of being a space meant to de-escalate and service people in crisis. Representatives from the clinic will on occasion take over mental health crisis calls from the Duluth Police Department to alleviate tensions that could lead to an escalation of their situation. The clinic will also work to help patients cope with substance use disorders. Volunteers and workers of the St. Louis River Alliance are working to protect the endangered piping plovers as debris washes up on their habitat in Superior. According to a Fox 21 report, crews have been working along Wisconsin Point to break up some of the larger pieces of debris and clear them out, making it easier for the birds to find food. Officials with the Alliance say the piping plover population has grown considerably since they began maintaining the habitat, and the river is cleaner after years of pollution. A Duluth food pantry is getting a head start on filling their Thanksgiving boxes. According to a Northern News Now report, Chum has already begun collecting donations through their Open Your Heart Challenge, hoping to get a head start on their Thanksgiving drive after seeing a high demand for last year's holiday. Officials with the organization say the rise of inflation has also made it more difficult and costly to gather and put together the boxes. Information on how to donate is available on the nonprofit's website. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Rhys Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Rhys Hoskins. And Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory, you know, relentless on the road. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a three-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a three-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for shows to catch up on, here are some very bingeable episodics that all just received Emmy nominations. In the Outstanding Drama category are The Crown, Fallout, The Gilded Age, The Morning Show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Three Body Problem. In the Best Comedy category, there weren't many surprises. Nominees are Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, Only Murders in the Building, Palm Royale, Reservation Dogs, and What We Do in the Shadows. Actors nominated in various categories include Martin Short, Bill Hader, Jeremy Allen White, and Bob Odenkirk. The Best Actress category includes Christina Applegate, Natasha Lyonne, Riley Keough, and Jenna Ortega. And in the Outstanding Talk Series category, the nominees are The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Daily Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. They're all winners. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaley Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart, and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant, and another thing to admit to the world that you don't. Such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks, and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. If there is a major corporation against birth control, it is probably Netflix. The company continues to add potential viewers by the millions, having just added another 8 million viewers in the most recent earnings quarter. Yahoo News reports the streamer now has 277 million plus subscribers. Netflix reported revenue of $9.56 billion last year, which is way up from the previous year. Even though you're adding subscribers by the millions, don't let that stop you from jacking up the rates. Sometimes there's a reunion of people that is much anticipated, and then there's a reunion like the one between Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, who are teaming up for another future forgettable reality show. The duo combined their talents to shop on camera on The Simple Life over 20 years ago, which was successful until the Kardashians hit the scene. Hilton and Richie's new show will be a reboot of the original, where every week they received a script that read, "Try to look sexy, judge others, and contribute nothing to society." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media, Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, tonight, and again tomorrow, mainly in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today, 81. Tonight, down to 58. Could be some locally heavy rain with storms tonight. Tomorrow, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.